Todd, BT's now back on the Fan. As I was going through social media, I saw this was pretty interesting on the WFAN X account. Let's see if I agree. C-Mac ranks as New York teams that are closest to winning a championship. One are the Yankees. Two are the Knicks. Three are the Mets. Four, St. John's. Look at C-Mac jumping on that Johnny's train. Boy, Chris. And the Jets are, I guess, five, or tied with the Jets for with St. John's for four. So Yankees, Knicks, Mets, Johnny's, Jets. Do I agree with the... Let's first look at who's missing. All right, the Giants are missing. They're nowhere near it, so they should be off the list. Rangers are nowhere near it. Although, I mean, could, with the right move or two, I mean, could the Rangers fix this thing? Let's see. Forget about the Nets. They're obviously rebuilding again. Do I agree with the order? Yankees, Knicks, Mets. I mean, I would say based on the weakness and also the talent of the Yankees, the weakness meaning of the American League, I think their path would be quote-unquote easiest, though it's not easy to get to a World Series. So I think the Yankees would be first for me. Would I put the Knicks second? Celtics, Cavaliers, yeah, I guess I could get behind that. I mean, the odds of St. John's winning the championship, geez, that's a lot of wins. I mean, I could see a couple of wins. I'm not going to put a ceiling on Rick Pitino, but that seems a bit ambitious now. And they got to get Davon Smith back. And if he's back and they shoot a little bit better, then I could maybe see something nuts happening. The Mets, those Dodgers got to bring the odds down. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good list there when I look at it. I mean, the only thing when I swap out the Rangers for the Jets, but I mean, how do you get behind the Rangers now? But then again, how do you get behind the Jets now? Interesting. Anyway, I just saw that. I figured I'd share it. All right, let's get back to you. 888-808-1019. Let me get Joey in Long Beach. Joe, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, BT.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you got two eyes. Good. I wanted to ask, you say that there's not really a salary cap in Major League Baseball, and it's not our money that we're spending. But my one question is, how about the threat of seeing other teams using your tax money that could keep you from advancing? So it could be the Brewers. They may not win everything, but they could keep you back. Okay.
Oh, it's a tool. Yeah, I mean, baseball's busted, man. Baseball's got some massive issues. I don't disagree with that, Joe. I'm not sure what your main point is, though, and I want to make sure that I do.
So, what I'm a Mets fan,
uh-huh.
And I think that it's kind of overlooked sometimes that maybe Stearns is looking at other teams, specifically one that he came from, mm-hmm. not having funds that could be used against him. And maybe Steve Cohen is savvy to that. And that might be something that's keeping them from going to sign Pete without deferring money.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this Pete thing just needs to get... Thanks for the call there, Joe. I mean, enough with the Pete Alonso saga. I know I spent time on it yesterday because there was news. There was some further engagement between the two sides. Oh, my God. And you'd think that this guy was A-Rod in his absolute prime, opting out during the World Series. I mean, why is this so complex? He's good. He's not great. He's never going to be great. He's never going to be more than a one-tool guy. But he fits the Mets. And the Mets right now, I don't like their lineup. You know, I love Vientos. Soto's amazing. Lindor's a star. That's kind of where things end. I don't know about Alvarez. I don't know about McNeil. I don't know about first base. I don't know about, center field. I like Nimmo. I do. And I respect Nimmo. But, I don't think Nimmo's anything more than a solid complimentary piece. Mets have a little more work to do. They do. So just get this thing done. Come on already with the Pete Alonso stuff. Let me get, how about John in Westport? What's cooking, John?
Brandon, how are you? Hey, appreciate you taking the call. Couple things. One is just wanted to talk about Mitch and what I think might happen at the trade deadline. Okay. Also have a quick story about Chris Mullin that I want to tell you about in terms of playing against him in high school. But in terms of Mitch,
okay.
I don't think they make the move. I think they look at him and just say, hey, we'll wait for him to get healthy and have him as an asset in the playoffs. I think more likely is just given where they are with the cap, I think it's a buyout. I think after March 1,
yep.
they can get someone off the, you know, ideally there's some veteran that gets a buyout and the Knicks can sign him, and, you know, that's depth. But
yeah, but Mitch, hold on a second. That's a little risky. Yep. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to wait for that.
Is.
I'm not
just,
you know, what if he wants to go to the Lakers or the Celtics or the Cavs? I'm not, you got to make a trade.
Now, I don't disagree, but I just don't see Leon pulling the trigger on it.
Well, we'll see in a couple of days. We'll see in a week. I hope, listen, I don't know if I'm going to be right, and it's not about being right. I hope that he does, because I think that they need it, but we'll see. All right, give me the Mully High School story. Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
All right, so I went to Regis. Right?
Oh, you're a smart one, huh?
I go to Regis. It's my senior year. This is December 7th. So back in the day, every team the CHSAA and the Garden, one team a year could play a game in the Garden.
Yep.
And my senior year at Regis, it's our turn to play in the Garden.
Okay.
So we get the date. It's like mid-December, and we call up Xavier, right? And we're like, hey, we're going to play Xavier, our rival, in the Garden.
Let's go.
This will be great. We had a good team. The date they give us, we're supposed to play Power Memorial at Power.
Oof.
So my coach calls Power and says, hey, can we switch? We want to play Xavier. We're playing the Garden. We want to play Xavier, our rival. Can we switch the dates? Power coach says, no.
Okay.
You got to play us. Either come to Power or we'll play you in the Garden. So who's on Power Memorial's team?
That's Mully.
Chris Mullin.
Yeah.
It's Mully's junior year with Mario Elie on the team as well.
I know Mario Elie. Yep.
Yeah. The two of them. So we wind up playing.
Huh.
Mullin's first game in the Garden was junior year at Power before he transferred to DeVarian.
Uh-huh.
We played against him in the Garden. And I covered him the whole game. They beat us. They were really good. We had a good team. They were better.
Uh-huh.
But I did outscore him.
No way.
I did. The reason being, I had a really good point guard who went to Yale.
Okay.
But we took all the shots. But Mully, between him, Mario, they had a great point guard. They had a great center.
They had divvied up a little bit.
They did. But it was what an experience.
That's awesome.
Just to have that experience but that was Mully's first game he ever played in Madison Square Garden.
That's an amazing
story.
When
he was in high school.
That's good, John. I'm happy you made the call. Thank you very much there, buddy. Awesome. For some reason, I thought Chris transferred his sophomore year to Xavier because I know Power closed, but first time Mully ever played at the Garden. This guy that just called guarded him and outscored him. Wow, that's sick. Let me get, how about Tad in Wolcott, Connecticut? What's up, Tad?
Hey, what's going on, BT? Thanks for taking the call, brother.
You got it, man.
Couple questions with the Giants. Between Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, and Aaron Rodgers, who would be, or possibly trade for the guy in New Orleans, what would your be the choice if you were the GM?
For the Giants now. So Fields, Darnold, Rodgers, are you talking about Derek Carr? That's the former Saints quarterback?
Okay. Those four options.
Oh, God. I got to be honest. Where you guys are, which is just not nowhere near. Oh, God. All right. So forget about Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers does absolutely nothing for the New York Giants. Zero.
Okay.
Darnold.
Okay.
I need the money. Like, if he gets to that $40 million range, I don't know how I justify that. So I would probably say no on Sam Darnold. I like Derek Carr. I don't love him. I don't love him for the Giants situation. A couple of years ago, I liked them more. I'm going to pass on Carr. It's funny. My answer to your question is the same as the Jets. Like, if the Jets move on from Rodgers, even though I don't want them to, Fields is the only name that's a little attractive. And as I go through this exercise out loud on the air for the Giants, Fields is the name that I come back to.
All right. Now, one other question, and then I'll let you go.
That's all right.
Number 3 pick in the draft. Let's just hypothetically say Tennessee and Cleveland both take Ward and Shador 1 and 2. Okay, they go chalk.
Yep.
And we take Travis Hunter at 3. Between the following quarterbacks, whether it's late in the first round if we trade back or the second or third round, between Dart, Will Howard, maybe even Milroe
from Bama.
Yeah, and then let's just throw in Kyle McCord in there.
Okay.
Who would you go after?
Probably Dart, but I've got to do a little more research, okay, to be honest with you. Like, I want to give you a name. That's the one that I've been. It's funny. You're asking me about the Giants, and I'm answering from the Giants' perspective, but both of my answers that I gave you for the Giants fit the Jets, too. No, except the Rodgers stuff. Like, Rodgers to the Giants, there's 0% that that's going to happen, and there's 0% chance that that makes an ounce of sense. It's just stupid. There's no way the Giants would want Aaron Rodgers, and why would he want them? I would probably say Dart. You know, it's funny. I heard Keith. Milroe was somebody that I was a little bit interested in earlier in the year. But admittedly, I've got to see him play a little bit. I've seen him play a little, but I see him play a little more going through the process here. You know, postseason All-Star games, the combine, obviously. And I heard Keith the other night, and Keith played high school and collegiate quarterback. He was a good player. And I really respect his quarterback analysis. He knows the position a lot better than me. And he actually shared the sentiment that I had about Milroe. Instead of looking for things that he did right, the things that he did wrong, I just don't love his arm slot, the way he throws it. And Keith said the same thing. I guess we were kind of harping on the things that he did wrong rather than the things that he does right. And there are some things that he does right. He's a sick athlete, man. And because it doesn't look conventionally smooth or polished, it's just not an elongated throw. I don't love his motion, but hell, I mean, not everybody's got a perfect throwing motion, you know, like Rodgers or Brady, you know, that's 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", perfect stature, fire back, let it rip. I don't know. I would say Dart, but I do need to see Milroe a little, and the other guys, Howard too, and McCord, but I'd probably say Dart.